Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Feel it in the east, showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, John Swansiger. John is CEO of Manta, and he is has brought us some really good topic today. The concept of or the reality, I should say, of negative reviews and reviews in general, and how to get them, and why you should be getting them. John, thanks again for being here. Manta.com is his website, folks. John, there's one thing we haven't talked about that we've danced around a little bit that if you don't mind, I'd like to touch on, and that's how do you fix a negative review? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's the number one question. It's kind of like credit repair. It's elusive, right? And there's a lot of businesses that promise to do it. And the truth of the matter is you often can't really fix or remove a negative review in its entirety, right? And what we hear is, I just want it gone. I want it mm-hmm. out of there. And
that's not the way to think about it, though, is it?
You
need to think about it from the standpoint of, how do I neutralize it? Not how do I get rid of it, but how do I neutralize it?
Exactly. And you know, the instinct is really for many business owners, is to prove the customer wrong. You end up acting kind of overly defensive about the complaint, when the best thing to do, you know, as my grandmother used to say, is kill them with kindness, you know, is to be polite and courteous.
Right.
The customer is always right. That's how we all started. But address their concerns in a constructive way that the tone is polite, because the worst thing that you can do to blow up a negative review in a bad way and have a lot more people look at it and pay attention to it is to be defensive, shoot down the information, because the truth is some customer likely experienced it. Now, if you think it's fraudulent, if you think it's a competitor or something, you know, bad that's going on,
a troll or something, yeah.
Exactly. You can report that to any of these services,
and they will take the bad ones down.
They will. They'll review them in all cases, and they'll take them down. So that is an important thing, but most of the reviews, the negative reviews that you see out there, are a poor customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of hit on your question, it's first of all, start, be polite, as if you were talking face-to-face. Sometimes we forget that this is the same customer that you dealt with face-to-face, and you didn't have your employee going out there and berating them.
Right.
So, you know, be polite, but be clear in what, if something did go wrong, address it. You see this a lot of times in restaurants, especially mm-hmm. that have been reviewed probably for the most online, most length of time. But then how are you going to address it? If you can get in contact with the person, which you often can, a lot of the services will let you to make it right. But just that interaction, that is 80 to 90% of what other customers want to see. Oh, this person understands, cares about the business, and really, Jim, as you said, it really neutralizes it, because all your other positive reviews, if you're out there getting reviews, are going to really take over on your profile compared
right.
to this, you know, one or two negative ones.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I don't think it's bad. If you got 20 good reviews, I don't think it's horrible to have a negative one in there. It could almost legitimize you a little bit, but and that may sound a little perverse, but John, here's another thing to think about. Folks, when you get a negative review, if you can find out that person, you need to get to them and say, we are so sorry you had that experience. What can we do to fix it? And do it. Don't think transaction. Think relationship. Think this is a bigger, this fixing this problem is much bigger than fixing the problem, isn't it, John?
That's right. Apologize and offer a solution.
Almost whatever it costs. And then when you say, have we made you happy? Have we fixed this? Have we recovered? In your mind, have we recovered ourselves? Have we redeemed ourselves? And if they say yes, then, John, don't you have an opportunity? Don't you have the right to say, would you mind saying that in the same venue that you put the other one?
You do, and you will often see this where people, they have the ability to update their reviews, and often you'll see update, you know, in all caps and then another comment below. Even if they can't change the star rating, which depending on the review system,
right,
they will or will not let you,
yeah,
that update makes the world a difference, and it just shows that you engage with the customer.
John,
and you save the customer.
Your research and a lot of other tips on how to handle online reviews, that's all on the website, isn't it, Manta.com?
It is, Manta.com.
So check it out, folks. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
John Swansiger, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.